How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we are every Sunday on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, the list goes on. And it is a big day today. It's the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view. We're going to talk all about that show tonight. We discussed it yesterday on the show as well, but I have since seen the go-home edition of SmackDown, and I now have a new perspective on what's going on in WWE. We're going to talk about The Undertaker, all of the news in wrestling and mixed martial arts, including the CM Punk lawsuit with Dr. Chris Amon. We got more on that story. And tomorrow, it is the big day. The beginning of a new era of Wrestling Observer Live. Beginning tomorrow, Monday, February 23rd, we are moving to 6 days a week here on Sports Byline USA. Monday through Friday, we'll be here for an hour every single day at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replay at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. No matter where you are in this country, when you are driving home from work, you will be able to listen to Wrestling Observer Live, whether that be on Sports Byline USA, Sirius. Easiest way for me has been the TuneIn Radio app. I find the Sports Byline USA feed on TuneIn Radio. It's free. Plug that thing into your car with an auxiliary audio cable. If you've got Bluetooth in your car, you can use that. And all the way home, you can listen to Wrestling Observer Live. That begins tomorrow. Our usual Saturday show is now going to be a replay, but we will be live Monday through Friday, still in our normal Sunday time slot, at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And to kick off next week's big run of 5-day-a-week weekday programming here on Sports Byline USA, it will be Ring of Honor week here on this program. Every single day next week, we will be joined by a guest from Ring of Honor. Who are those guests? I'll give you all 5 names when we come back from the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tomorrow is the big day, everybody. We move to 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And as I noted before the break, it will be Ring of Honor week. We are celebrating their upcoming big show. And as a result, we will have 5 different Ring of Honor guests on the program all next week. The names, and they may show up in any order, so if you've got a favorite, you're going to have to listen every single day next week to find out who is going to be on the show. The guests that we have scheduled include the Big Bearded Hansen. Roderick Strong is going to be on the show. He's always a great guest, and he was actually a request by a listener. Jay Lethal, who was on the show, this show actually, a couple of Saturdays ago. He is also a great guest. Jay Briscoe, the ROH World Heavyweight Champion, is going to be on the program, as well as Mike, the IWGP Champion himself, AJ Styles, is going to be on the show, a guest every single day next week on Wrestling Observer Live, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Sports Byline USA. Spread the word, let your friends know, this is permanent. Every day, we are going to be up live, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Ring of Honor guests all week. Plus, of course, we'll be talking the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view, which takes place tonight. Mike, I hope you are ready for all of this action.
I absolutely am, and what a way to start off the daily shows with the Ring of Honor week. That's fantastic, and why not? We have a special event slash pay-per-view to kick off the week in full.
Yesterday, we talked about the Fastlane lineup. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more today. I was on vacation, and so I missed a fair number of shows. I missed this past week's Raw. I hadn't watched SmackDown yet. I was a little bit behind. But last night, I sat down. I was actually really excited to watch SmackDown, which may be the first time I've said that in, I don't know, since 2005, 2003. I don't even remember. But the show is usually just such a repeat of whatever's going on Raw. Nothing seems to ever change. But hey, when you're on vacation, nothing's happening. So you come back and you watch SmackDown and it's brand new. So I got a chance to watch the show, and we are now going to go over the card for Fastlane. And I've got a lot of thoughts on the show that maybe I did not have when we did the show yesterday. Have you seen SmackDown yet, Mike?
I have not, although...
But you saw Raw.
Yeah, I most certainly saw Raw.
Okay, so we're on the same page here. What were you going to say about SmackDown?
I just, not about SmackDown, but just as I was thinking about it last night and just looking at the lineup for this show, this has got nothing to do with the finishes or some of them that we talked about yesterday. But if you really think about it, the build to this has been quite poor in a lot of ways, is certainly for the undercard and the fact that they only had three matches announced as far as Monday went leading into Monday night, as far as what was going to be on this show. But when you look at just the matches themselves individually, even though we may get some wacky finishes because they are going to push forward and have something be finished at WrestleMania, as most people believe that Cena and Rusev will be, the match quality could actually be very good on a lot of these matches. Really, five out of the seven are going to be, you know, good, if not very good. To me, the only thing on here that looks weak is the six man. And, you know, when you look at it like that and don't think about everything else that goes around it and just think about the matches, this could actually be a surprising event tonight as far as the quality of it.
So SmackDown, the main event of the show, afterwards they had a brawl, which set up this six-man tag. And by the way, think about that, everybody. We've got Fastlane coming up, and, I mean, realistically, the go-home show for Fastlane was Raw on Monday night. SmackDown is always a secondary show, and whatever you do in the main event of Raw, I mean, that's really, in their minds, that's your go-home hook. So, on Raw, they had a great brawl between Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, which, of course, sets up their match here. The number one contenders match for the WWE World Heavyweight title at Mania. And we've really got to talk about the match order here because there's no championship match on this show. And based on finishes, we really need to discuss what's going on last. But the point is, on SmackDown, the go-home angle was for this six-man tag. And when we were talking about that six-man tag yesterday, trust me, I had no interest whatsoever in that match. It's Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and the Ryback against Kane, The Big Show, and Seth Rollins. Who could possibly care? I am so sick of The Big Show. I am so sick of Kane. Eric Rowan, I don't think he has won a match maybe since the Wyatts were a six-man team. Dolph Ziggler and Ryback, they're fine. And Seth Rollins is always good. But Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury are going to be down there. It's going to be craziness. The point of all of this is, when I watched, you didn't see this, Mike, the main event of SmackDown went off the air with 4 minutes left. And I thought, that's weird. We got 4 minutes left of television time. What are they going to fill this final 4 minutes with now that we've got the end of the match? So what they filled this time with, and the main event, by the way, was Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler. After the match, they did a brawl with Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Show against Ziggler, Rowan, and Ryback. And whatever you thought of that brawl with Daniel Bryan on Monday, this was not that brawl. They went back and forth and back and forth. The baby faces they ran wild. The heels cut them off. The baby faces ran wild again. The heels cut them off. The baby face, it just went on and on. By the time it was over, I literally, with a minute left, I just shut the show off. I couldn't even take it anymore. So whatever they were trying to do to build interest in this match, it badly backfired. I cannot possibly care less now. I thought I couldn't yesterday. I have since learned I could care less. This sucked.
So like I said, the six-man, even without seeing SmackDown, seemed to be the weakest thing on here. And who knows? Maybe we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Obviously, we're going to talk about The Undertaker and that situation with Bray Wyatt. Randy Orton. Well, Randy Orton and Seth Rollins seems to be the most natural matchup, and I guess there's a lot of different ways you can go, even leaving tonight with what you want to do with different guys and when you want to bring certain guys back, but I can't see this thing continuing on, and God knows we don't need to see another Dolph Ziggler-Seth Rollins match again. They're great, they're athletic, they're incredible athletes in the whole nine yards, but without any context whatsoever other than just Dolph looking like a geek and being made fun of by Seth Rollins, there's no reason to have them together anymore.
You know what's interesting is the opener on SmackDown was Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. And I am hardly the biggest Miz fan in the world, But I was way more into Daniel Bryan versus The Miz than I was Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler, because I've seen that match in some form a billion times. I honest to God could not keep my interest in that match. But I was interested in Daniel Bryan versus The Miz, since at least that felt somewhat new. I mean, obviously they've done millions of things over the years, but I haven't seen like 9 million Daniel Bryan Miz matches in the last, I don't know, 2 months. And so I was more into that than what was actually in the ring, probably a better match, Rollins and Ziggler.
In fact, they did add The Miz to the opening of tonight's show, interviewing Paul Heyman, which I will assume will be a 3 to 5 minute deal where Paul Heyman just basically cuts an incredibly great promo praising Brock Lesnar and sending fear into the hearts of whoever wins the main event this evening.
One thing we're going to start talking about after the break is the two big matches on this show. One of them is Rusev versus John Cena. It is for the U.S. title. Yes, John Cena in a title match for the U.S. title. And the other big match is Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns, with the winner going on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Now, this show is not taking place in Philadelphia. It's taking place in Memphis. You don't know what the audience is going to do. You don't know who they're going to decide they want to get behind. If you watch SmackDown, the fans were behind both Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. They were both babyfaces on the show. Not a lot of boos for either guy. You never know what's going to happen on a pay-per-view. So the big question to me is, when I look at this Roman Reigns-Daniel Bryan match, you run the risk, if either man beats the other, of some sort of fan backlash. There is a possibility that if Reigns beats Bryan, you may have hardcore fans who go crazy and are very, very upset. You also have a lot of casual fans who see Roman Reigns as a guy who deserves his Mania slot, and if Daniel Bryan beats him, you could see a backlash against Daniel Bryan, depending on the crowd. So you could also get a disputed finish, which leads to a three-way. Long story short, you may also get a disputed finish in the John Cena-Rusev match. So which do you finish with? We'll talk about that after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We have Mike Sempervivi here on the line, getting ready for 5 straight days of Wrestling Observer Live, kicking off tomorrow, noon Pacific, 5 Eastern, every single day all week, every week from here into the foreseeable future. 6 days a week is now permanent, and we are here today leading into the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view, and we are talking about the big matches for the show. And the big question going into the show tonight, based on the top two matches, Rusev and John Cena. I don't expect John Cena to end Rusev's win streak tonight. In fact, I think the most likely scenario is the match gets out of control, it's thrown out, and we have a rematch at WrestleMania, no holds barred, or a no DQ match, or some sort of stipulation. And I also think it's possible that you could get a fan backlash no matter who wins Bryan versus Reigns, or you could do a disputed finish there to set up a three-way. In both scenarios, that is a disputed finish of the main event. So the question to you, Mike, is which one closes the show?
Well, first, I think you can see a lot of dirty finishes on this show. You know, the Usos, the tag match, Barrett and Ambrose. I think that you can see disputed finishes there as well. But to me, this is a no-brainer. You close with Reigns and Bryan, no matter what the pushback reaction is going to be. That's got to be the main event because, again, I'm going with the assumption because John Cena beat Rusev so incredibly badly, and the way they have been building this whole thing up, and the fact that it looks and smells and feels and tastes in the whole nine yards like a WrestleMania match, or like there will be a rematch at WrestleMania. To me, that's Rusev destroys John Cena, or at least beats him convincingly. Again, you tug on the heartstrings and the emotions, and you get a bunch of stuff for tonight that you can continue to play from the build now up until WrestleMania. You can do this earlier, have a buffer of a match, whatever it's going to be, Nikki Bella and Paige or fine, if that's what it is. And then you have Reigns and Bryan in the main event. And then no matter what happens tonight, as far as the ending, as far as the reaction goes, they've already been through that once this year with the Royal Rumble. They got lucky in the fact that weather was an issue and they were able to tape that Raw on Monday, but they at least have been through this before, and I think they're going to be able to work on the fly that way and try to set up something for Raw. Not to say if there's going to be bad feelings about something that it won't carry over to Raw, but at least they'll be able to prepare for it that way.
I don't know if I anticipate this because I can't imagine the company being comfortable enough during Mania season to take John Cena off television, but I think the easiest scenario for Rusev and John Cena is they have a match and John Cena is making his big comeback at the end and he's about to win and Lana takes the referee and Rusev jabs the flagpole right into John Cena's neck and he pins John Cena. And then he delivers...
How about his eye? His eye has been hurt anyway.
That's right. Flagpole to the eye. That's another good one. So he jabs him with the flagpole. After the match, he puts him in the accolade until John Cena passes out. And the big storyline is that, like Rocky in Rocky IV, John Cena is gone until WrestleMania. He is intense training to come back. Ideally, it would be better if Rusev beat him clean, but I don't see him doing that. So John Cena goes into intense training. He comes back at WrestleMania in a no-holds-barred match with Rusev. And he beats him and ends the streak and wins the U.S. title. And all of a sudden, that is now an important title because it's being held by John Cena. I think that is the best case scenario. I think what they will likely do is just some sort of schmage finish. And they end up just being on TV every single week, brawling again. And finally, they have a no-holds-barred match at WrestleMania.
See, I love that. I love that. Except you need, to me, even need more drama into that. And you need to have John Cena like Rocky IV, although you can't have him go into the middle of Siberia and work out in a cabin. You can show him getting back ready for this. You can kind of show some of the things that they did. You know, when it came to The Rock and Brock Lesnar, that buildup I always thought was great as far as them, you know, working out and showing things like that. And they could have Cena coming back and have Hogan, have Slaughter, have these other American wrestling heroes, you know, try to keep things together, or maybe they get picked on by Rusev while Cena's gone or something like that, and he only appears on video. Of course, like you said, heaven forbid they take him off a broadcast and even just have him on there with video, but do that. You know, again, this is just, it's a perfect WrestleMania match. Everything about it, it's 80s greatness as far as I'm concerned. And in fact, what I think they should do is go full Rocky IV, get the music for Living in America, get No Easy Way Out where Rocky drives away and he's all upset and he's got that montage going through his mind of all the bad things that have happened and Apollo dying, and get all of those things and put them together for a video for John Cena.
You know, one thing about taking him off TV is it is Mania season, and for the last month before Mania, let's think about the guys that we may have on television. Brock Lesnar is probably going to be there. Sting absolutely should be there. The Undertaker is probably either going to be there or he's going to be teasing that he's going to be there. You've got Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, all of the different players that are going to be mixed into WrestleMania. Why not just take John Cena off television? You've got enough giant stars right now that if ever there was a month where you didn't need John Cena on television, this is it.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I don't think they take advantage of very well, because these three-hour shows are terribly, horribly long, and I'd like to say thank you very much for coming back from vacation so I can go back to watching the Hulu version of these mostly. But why do they not use more of the video packages? And I'm not saying go back and do what Les Thatcher did in Southeastern and have, you know, that style of, you know, profile package or something like that, but update it for 2015 and fill some of that time with what you do best instead of having a really crappy match on there or some really bad skit to fill time. Just have something from the videos and take that approach to doing some things, because that's, again, far better to fill some time with.
I've been ranting for years that the company needs to make better use of music videos. I realize it's a little bit of a dated concept now, but I don't think even if there is no MTV, even if nobody is actually watching music videos anymore, even if you go online to see your music videos and they're all on YouTube now, a music video, wrestling, pro wrestling action set to music, I believe that it'll be the year 2500 and that will still be cool. I don't know why they don't do it more. I think that the final Raw before every pay-per-view should feature a big, exciting music video highlighting all of the main matches for that pay-per-view. I remember when I was a kid, whenever they did these music videos leading into pay-per-views, I was so excited for the pay-per-view when that music video was over. I would record them. I would go back and watch them over and over and over again and get more excited for the pay-per-view. Now it's just, we had a brawl with six guys. It never ended. Didn't do it for me.
Sorry, I just really want to go back and now watch that montage again set to music from Rocky IV with No Easy Way Out.
Go do it.
Telling you, this is, again, these things need to be done. And that needs to be done. More video to fill time on these horrifically long shows.
Remember the song Respect by Aretha Franklin? I don't know if it's on YouTube right now, but a long time ago, this had to be like 1993, I would bet. Because I'm pretty sure it was right around the time that they did the Hulk Hogan, Yokozuna, Bret Hart whole deal. And they did a video for Bret Hart set to that song, and it was so awesome. It was so great. And because of music rights and that sort of thing, unless somebody has uploaded it illegally to YouTube, it's unlikely it will ever see the light of day again. But I remember as a kid, boy, did I watch that music video like 8 billion times. It was so awesome. But enough of this reminiscing. We got more matches to talk about here. What do you expect them to do? We talked about it yesterday. Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. Are you still expecting a three-way at WrestleMania?
No. Actually, I would say Reigns wins clean here. I've gotten this thing wrong the entire time. Again, if it was up to me, Bryan and Reigns, because to me, you can do more with that. And again, it closes the story, and I think you can have Rollins. He's got to cash in that briefcase at some point. We're getting up on a year. So he's only got about, what, 6 weeks until after WrestleMania or two? I don't think he even has two pay-per-view cycles. I'm not even sure. But he's going to have to cash that thing in at some point. And I think Daniel Bryan winning can close the story. And then Rollins, again, whether it be from Reigns turning or whatever it's going to be, you can have Rollins cash it in and you can go that direction on. But I will go with Roman Reigns winning and then going on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. It's not what I would do, but I've gotten this thing wrong every single time anyway. Why don't I just go ahead and do that? The thing with that is, though, again, Rollins has got to try to cash in that briefcase at some point. Do you want Roman Reigns to beat Brock Lesnar, which he will at WrestleMania, and then go on and lose the title within a month or two? I don't know if that's necessarily the best idea in the world either. Rollins, to me, defeating Daniel Bryan and then having either Reigns and Bryan chase him, or again, better yet, have Reigns turn and cause a bunch of havoc and have Bryan chasing Rollins for a while in the early summer, I don't think that's the worst idea in the world.
Rollins still has a little while to cash in, and he can always cash in and fail. That's always a possibility, and then get the title later.
Want to do that with him right now? Or really at any point in the near future?
I don't think it matters all that. It depends on how you do it. If he just tries to cash in and gets beaten, you got to look at this from the perspective of Vince McMahon.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If Roman Reigns is going to be your top guy, then I could even see Vince McMahon doing a scenario where Roman Reigns not only beats Brock Lesnar for the title, but Seth Rollins also tries to cash in and Roman Reigns beats him too. What would happen if this were Bruno Sammartino? What would happen if this were Hulk Hogan? You know what would happen? They would conquer the villain, another villain would try to conquer them, and they would foil the villain and be standing tall.
We saw how that worked when he plans it at the Royal Rumble this year.
Well, we were in Philadelphia. We were in Philadelphia.
It's like Bizarro World came south.
That's right. Listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about this and all of the other matches on Fastlane. We also got a lot of news. There is a UFC show coming up tonight. And special news on a special coming up after the break here on Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every week, 6 days a week, starting tomorrow. We are officially going 6 days a week from here into the foreseeable future. The expansion of Wrestling Observer Live to Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, retaining the Sunday time slot, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We'll be here 6 days a week on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the iTunes system, if you're downloading it from WrestlingObserver.com. So many other sources to hear this show as well. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And by the way, we always plug WrestlingObserver.com in the members area. Guess what? From now until Tuesday, you can sign up for a full month of WrestlingObserver.com for the low, low price of $3.99. That's right. It's normally $10.99 a month, but because WrestleMania is coming, we are giving everybody a chance to sample the full members area. Everything. All of the Wrestling Observer newsletters, all of the Figure Four weeklies, all of the new radio shows, and our full archive of over 6,000 radio shows dating back to 2005. We have interviews with every big name in the history of wrestling, pretty much, over there in the archive. You can check it out. There's a search feature. Put in the name, Daniel Bryan. You should actually search for Bryan Danielson if you're looking for him. Jim Ross, Steve Austin, Ric Flair, Mick Foley, Lance Storm is on every other week. The list goes on and on. They're all in the archives, and you can have absolute full access to this for one full month for just $3.99. It is a steal. If you head up to WrestlingObserver.com, there is a link up there. It is very, very easy to find up on the front page. In fact, I will read it to you right now. WrestleMania Special, 1 month of full subscriber access for only $3.99. Click on that, sign up, and for a full month, you can enjoy everything, and it's only $3.99. And by the way, that means tonight you're going to get two extra shows besides what you're listening to right now. I'm going to be up with Vinny. We're going to be talking the Fastlane pay-per-view. We'll talk SmackDown. We're probably going to talk Ring of Honor. And I believe, I don't know the other show we're going to review as well, but we got a lot of stuff coming up tonight. And myself and Dave Meltzer are going to be up talking all of the news from the weekend, plus the Fastlane pay-per-view. That is two bonus shows tonight. If you're a fan of this show, and maybe you're not going to be able to hear every single edition we do next week, Monday through Friday, with all of our big Ring of Honor guests, Hanson, Roderick Strong, Jay Lethal, Jay Briscoe, and AJ Styles. Hey, as a subscriber, they're going to be up for you to download within 10 minutes of the end of the show. You can podcast them through everybody's favorite app. Downcast seems to work the best. You can get that on your iPhone or on your Android. It is a great way to podcast all of the shows. There's so much stuff, and again, it's only $3.99. So sign up right now. You will not regret it. We did this special one other time on Black Friday. We had a ton of people sign up, and the number of people who decided to continue signing up was a very, very large number. Why? Because they got their money's worth, and they loved it. It is the number one wrestling and mixed martial arts website in the world. Sign up and join the fun. Back to the news here, Mike. Fastlane is coming up, and we were talking about the John Cena, Rusev, and Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan match. This is not a spoiler, because in WWE, they rewrite Raw during the show. Vince McMahon changes his mind on pretty much a daily basis. But I can tell you that as of a couple of weeks ago, the plan was a three-way at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Brock Lesnar. That doesn't mean that tonight Vince isn't going to change his mind. That doesn't mean that Vince I can tell you that partners involved in WWE, these are not members of the creative team. These are partners of WWE that have to do, I'll just say, various things in relation to WrestleMania. These people were told it was going to be a three-way. So that's a pretty good indication that that was their plan. Now, what they do tonight, anybody's guess. Vince may have seen the reactions to both guys on television and decided, well, people aren't that upset about Roman Reigns being the top guy, so I'll just continue on with him. Anything can happen, but it was a plan, as of a couple of weeks ago, to do a three-way.
And because anything can happen, maybe we haven't gotten Randy Orton back yet, because We weren't sure exactly how WWE viewed Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan and what the fans' reaction to them would be. So they're hedging their bets a little bit, and they are going to see what happens in the main event of tonight's match. And if they decide Roman Reigns is going over, or they decide that Daniel Bryan is going over and that person is roundly booed both tonight and tomorrow night, maybe they have a little sleight of hand. And even though it would render a lot of the things, including the Royal Rumble result, completely meaningless, and that's a complete different subject for a different day. One of the two guys, whoever got the reaction that the other person didn't, they could face off against Seth Rollins and take his briefcase and enter himself into WrestleMania, possibly that way.
I got to say this. I am a huge fan of Daniel Bryan. I think he's awesome. I think that it was a tragedy that he got injured and they had to take the title off of him. And we never got to see that Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar match at SummerSlam.
Just Kane.
With that said, if your plan for a year was to do Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, just do it. You had a crowd in Philadelphia that didn't like that their guy got eliminated, and they turned on Roman Reigns, and they turned on the match, and they turned on the show. You know what? Who cares? Just keep going. And if the day comes and Roman Reigns wins at WrestleMania and the fans continue to revolt, turn the guy heel. Or take the title off him. Have Seth Rollins cash in, which might actually, if he won and Seth Rollins cashed in, two things are going to happen. Either all of a sudden Seth Rollins is going to be one of your top babyfaces, or people are going to feel bad for Roman Reigns and they're going to feel sympathy for him and they'll cheer him. You can always go back later and change your mind and change your plans and go a different direction. For God's sake, if you need to, you could put it back on John Cena for a while. But if you've got a plan, just go with it. Just go with it. You clearly, if you're Vince McMahon, had a scenario in your mind. And in your mind, it was going to work. And there was a problem at the Royal Rumble. You know what? Just keep going. Just keep going and see what happens. There is nothing that is going to sink WWE between now and WrestleMania, between now and SummerSlam, and between now and next year's WrestleMania. It's wrestling. You script the entire thing. You can do anything you want. The idea that they're freaking out and putting Daniel Bryan in this three-way again because of a reaction that they got in Philadelphia and on a few shows afterwards, I just think the last thing you need to do is panic. Just stay the course, do your original plan, and if it doesn't work, fine. You have other options.
And that could be exactly the way that they're going. They really could. They could have said, okay, we screwed up by not realizing the impact that Daniel Bryan would have in Philadelphia at the Royal Rumble, although they obviously should have, and they decided to play to that with Daniel Bryan being involved with Roman Reigns, and he could put Roman Reigns over huge tonight and have a great match with him and lead him along and get people even more excited. And who knows, maybe that's the result of tonight. You know, the match ends up being so good, or at least as good as it possibly can be, and the fans are in a good mood, and they, you know, it's almost like, hey, Daniel Bryan helped out Roman Reigns, you know, as far as that goes leading into the match with Brock Lesnar. And the other thing you always have, too, and it all depends on what happens here, but Brock Lesnar goes away after WrestleMania, which he probably will be, and you don't mind having him around. Paul Heyman can do wonders for a Seth Rollins or even a Roman Reigns. It doesn't matter either way, so you don't want to panic because you at least have some things there, like a Paul Heyman, that can help things out immensely if you decide to go in that direction.
And you know what? We don't know what's going to happen with Brock Lesnar. We have no idea. Brock Lesnar, there are certainly rumors, I believe, stemming from the Jim Ross podcast, that Brock Lesnar is concerned about the idea of going back into fighting, risking concussions. He's 38 years old. Maybe he should just stick around. The WWE Network has 1 million subscribers. They can afford Brock Lesnar. Maybe he wants to stick around for another 24 dates next year. And let me tell you something. Based on the Royal Rumble and the reactions of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, maybe what they should have done, and granted, you can't really make this decision unless you know for sure, unless Brock Lesnar has re-signed, maybe you just stay the course. And when the day comes for WrestleMania, you can always call an audible the day of the show. You can always say, you're going to do this exact match, and we're going to let you know in the middle of the match which of two finishes you're going to do. Either Lesnar is going to go for the F5, and Roman Reigns slips out and spears him and wins, or Brock goes for the F5, and he hits it, and he wins. And you can make your decision the day of the show. Maybe the best course of action is, because these fans dislike Roman Reigns so much, maybe we'll have Brock Lesnar beat him, and we will turn Brock Lesnar babyface, and he will be your top star and champion and babyface going into the rest of 2015. There's a million ways they can go, no matter what the audience reactions are for any particular guy. You have to stay the course. You have to see how things are going to happen long term. You can't freak out over one or two crowds making their voices heard.
You don't have to stay the course, because, again, if you decide to have Daniel Bryan go over tonight, to have Roman Reigns very upset and very frustrated, and they've shown both of those guys over the last 2 weeks become very frustrated with each other and be very catty and basically act like heels against each other, there's the real possibility, or at least there is a possibility, that Daniel Bryan wins tonight. He goes on. You close that loop of a story with him getting his title shot again, and he gets it against Brock Lesnar, the man who ended up coming after him, and that whole story there. And you have Roman Reigns, who's very upset, either after — it wouldn't be after WrestleMania, because you have to have the feel good there of Daniel Bryan defeating Brock Lesnar, but that would be awesome. It would be a great story. You'd be able to sell DVDs and have many features after that for a long time, so you can't say it would be in vain. And then have Roman Reigns go full heel the next night in front of a rowdy crowd that wants to boo the hell out of him, that smart crowd. He lays waste to Daniel Bryan. Seth Rollins wins the belt. That way he's still a nasty, bad guy holding on to the belt, and you have both of them together with Paul Heyman. You don't even have to do that, but you can change the course and still have it be something functional. You just have to be creative about it, and that's been one of their biggest problems, is week after week after week, they haven't been very creative, or they've at least, at the very least, and I'll put it this way, they've had television shows that have been entertaining to someone other than me.
Goldust and Stardust are having a singles match. Can anybody wait? I will say that Goldust did cut a pretty good promo on SmackDown leading into this match. And unfortunately, I just don't think anybody's going to care. They've been trying to break up now for, I think, 3 straight years. They were going to be a team, break up, and they both really wanted to wrestle each other at WrestleMania. 2 years straight, I believe. They started the breakup and then put them back together. This year, they finally broke them up, and they're wrestling on Fastlane. And I don't even think they're going to get their WrestleMania moment. But I guess we'll find out. We're going to talk
about —
Kane
and Big Show will get that instead. That's their breakup.
Dear God, please. We're going to talk about more Fastlane after the break. And as the show goes on today, we'll also be talking about The Undertaker. We have news on The Undertaker. But we shall return in just a moment here on Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news heading into WWE Fastlane, which airs the moment this show goes off the air. We've been having a couple of technical difficulties, which are expected to be fixed tonight, but in the meantime, no telephone calls here on this program. But fear not, starting tomorrow, 5 days a week of Wrestling Observer Live, every week, all the time. You will always have your opportunity to have your voice heard on this program, beginning tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. I have added up all of the live shows and replays that are going to be available on Sports Byline USA. I believe we have 18 hours a week of programming on Sports Byline starting tomorrow, Mike. So you better get ready to deliver, dude. Otherwise, I'll cash in my briefcase on you.
Please don't do that. I've had enough.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either, but I think that means you'll fire me, and I can't do that because I've stocked up on a bunch of Red Bull. I've got a the WWE Network playing on one TV in front of me. I have New Japan World playing on another TV. I have a ticker tape set up right now with nothing but information that will not stop until Mayweather actually fights Pacquiao. I have Dana White coming over to yell at me. There's going to be enough things and more than enough things going on to talk about in the next 5 days coming up here on the new Wrestling Observer Live dailies.
I had a new microphone I wanted to get, and it wasn't cheap. And I like to clear all of these things with my wife. And so I was very politely begging and begging and begging when we were in Hawaii and begging. And finally she goes, "You can get your microphone, but I want you to know that the day's coming when I'm going to cash it in." And so apparently she's watched enough wrestling to know that she now has a Money in the Bank briefcase, and she has alerted me that she is going to cash it in at any time. And I'm not going to know when, and I'm not going to know why, but the day's coming where she's going to cash in. So I don't know when it's going to be, Mike, but we all have our own briefcase to cash in. We're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment with more. We got a lot of Fast Lane news to talk about here. A lot of other pro wrestling and mixed martial arts news as well. Packed show here today, 2 hours on Sports Byline USA, and we shall be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. It is Sunday, February 22nd, and thus we are doing our big preview for the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view, which is available on the WWE Network for just $9.99. It airs the moment this show goes off the air. We've spent the first hour talking about all of the biggest matches on the show. We're going to talk about the rest of the card here in hour number two, as well as the latest news on The Undertaker. What is going on with The Undertaker? Is he going to be returning to action here soon for WWE? Is he going to be wrestling Bray Wyatt? We're going to talk about that here on the program today. There's also a lot of questions. We've been having some technical difficulties, so no phone calls today, but I did open up the Twitter lines for questions, and we've got a lot of questions from individuals on Twitter that Mike and I are going to go into here today. Mixed martial arts, there is a UFC show tonight, Bigfoot Silva and Frank Mir. We'll talk about that on the program here today. And Mike's favorite subject, the Divas. Nikki Bella and Paige are fighting for the Divas Championship, Mike. Before the break, who's winning?
We'll go with Nikki Bella.
Really?
Yes.
Why
just
is that?
Because I know she can do lots of things.
A larger bosom? That's not how we pick our winners, Mike.
Well, that... It's how some people
pick
their winners.
Well, it is, but it's not.
Because Nikki Bella, even though the Bellas can do a million and one things at WrestleMania, I think her in a match for a WrestleMania payoff with her sister right there against God knows who, I think that wouldn't be a bad way to go.
God, it'll probably be... Well, let me think about this. If you're doing Mania, you want a singles match. I suppose they could do a tag match, like Nikki and Brie against Paige and Alicia Fox, I think would be
no,
the...
No, I think have the Divas title match because it could play into Charlotte.
Oh, a four-way. Actually, you know what? Probably that multi-person match, and then Paige shows up and wins.
And that would be perfect.
Charlotte shows up and wins, yes.
Yeah, or have her go against Charlotte, you know, after winning the belt because they've actually wrestled each other and they're a little bit comfortable.
That's right. All right, everybody, we're already on our first break, but when we get back, more news here on the program. A lot of stuff going on, Undertaker and more. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here talking the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view. And Mike, I know you're an old, old man. I don't know how savvy you are in terms of social media, but do you have an Instagram account?
No, I don't think so.
That sounds like a no. Well,
maybe somebody in the family does. I don't think I do, though.
If you had one, you could follow Michelle McCool, the wife of The Undertaker.
And she loves life.
She does love life, and she posted a video the other day with her husband, Mark, otherwise known as The Undertaker, and he was wearing sunglasses and a headband, and actually looked a lot...
Shocking look for him.
Yeah, looked a lot younger than usual. But the key to this is, at the end of the video, he turned around, and he pointed at the back of his shirt, and you could see his entire upper body. And this dude is in shape right now. There'd been a lot of rumors that the Undertaker was looking very, very old and frail.
There've been kayfabe pictures put out. Have there been doctored photos? Has this all been a swerve from the very beginning?
No, I think he's usually looking pretty old. But right now, he's apparently gotten himself into pretty good shape. And so I do, in fact, think that it is inevitable that The Undertaker is returning this year for a WrestleMania match with Bray Wyatt.
Well, I guess he better be in good shape if he's going to come back and have a match against Bray Wyatt. I wonder what form he comes back in, because obviously with Bray Wyatt's promos, it's being played up as though he is going to get the dead man, and that's who he wants. He wants to spit on the dead man whose legacy in his eyes is completely gone. It's dead with his loss last year. At least that's what it's being implied to me. That's how I'm taking it. I wonder how he comes back. Does he come back as just the dead man walking biker to go do battle with Bray Wyatt? I just wonder how this whole thing is going to go down, and I'm interested to see in what people's reaction is going to be to it. Obviously, it's The Undertaker, so it's going to get a reaction, but I wonder what the feel of this thing is going to be like, because at least in my mind, I never thought I would see The Undertaker again at a WrestleMania if it wasn't to defend his streak. And now that that's over with, I just didn't think we'd see him again. And I didn't think we'd see him with so little build. Obviously, when it comes to Bray Wyatt throwing Daniel Bryan out of the Rumble and looking good there, and some of the things that had built up with him and the way he was being portrayed on TV, you knew it was going to be something, but still, it's only been a very short period of time, really.
When he lost to Brock Lesnar, I thought for sure that's the end. And coming back for a match with Bray Wyatt, I mean, I presume he's going to beat Bray Wyatt. And it'll be a happy ending at WrestleMania. I know that CM Punk was very upset. Like, why am I losing to this old guy, even though it was like the best match on the show? I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, Undertaker's had great matches at WrestleMania every year until last year when he suffered a concussion. And I think he's got it in him, if he doesn't get hurt, to have one more great match. And maybe it's Vince's idea. Like, everyone was really, really sad about the streak. But, man, what a hook to have Undertaker come back and have one last match and have the happy ending, beat Bray Wyatt, and ride off into the sunset. I think it's...
And then he enters into the Hall of Fame in his home state next year.
That's right. That's right. You could do that. You could have an Undertaker farewell speech on Raw the next night.
And you could even still do, if you wanted to, and just, again, if your whole goal is 100,000 people or whatever can actually be shoehorned into that stadium in Dallas, whatever it is, 120, whatever, Undertaker and Steve Austin, again, if they just stood there and looked at each other, that would draw 99,000 people.
Possible. Depends on the ticket prices is the real issue here, but yes,
that would draw 999,000 people. Look, when it comes to Mayweather and Pacquiao setting the bar now, The Undertaker and Steve Austin, if you think about it, they are legendary figures, charge $100.
Well, you know, the next year's WrestleMania is going to be gigantic. It's going to break their attendance record one way or the other. I think that's inevitable. And that certainly would be a giant match. You could announce it's Undertaker's real, for real this time. It's his retirement match. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame, and then he's going to face one of his greatest opponents ever, Steve Austin. Of course, this all depends on whether or not Steve Austin is going to wrestle on that show. I think that he should. It depends. You got to be safe, obviously. But, you know, if you're going to do one last match, break the record. Be the main event of the biggest Mania of all time. And we'll see what happens next year, but I do expect Undertaker back. I did watch SmackDown as noted, and I think that Bray Wyatt's promos setting up the return of The Undertaker have been way better. He's been doing, ever since he for a while his promos were great, but he was largely riding on his delivery. And once you'd seen, I don't know, 15 Bray Wyatt promos, you'd seen them all. And so he feuded with a lot of guys, and he did his usual...
Aimless feuds led to aimless promos.
Yeah, just mumbo-jumbo, I don't even know what he's saying, I don't care. But this one, This is right up the alley of the Bray Wyatt character. So I do think that we're going to get some very good promos from Bray Wyatt leading up to WrestleMania. And I don't even know, I mentioned this on the Todd Show for subscribers on Thursday, I don't know if you need to even have Undertaker make a single appearance. I mean, there's ways you can do it where you build it up in such a way that everybody knows that the Undertaker is coming, but you never see the guy. And Bray Wyatt, week after week, is revealing more and more information, and you know it's coming. And finally, there on that last Raw before WrestleMania, all you have to do is just turn off the lights, and the Undertaker's gong hits, and everybody goes crazy. And that's your build to the match. It's all you need. You don't need anything more. You got to pay. You got to get WrestleMania to see the Undertaker one last time.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. As long as they don't do something where they go back and they call upon what Jim Ross would call the Undertaker booger red. As long as they don't have the Undertaker speak to Eric Rowan about some tips for what he can do against Bray Wyatt, because they were a family, you know, and he is so happy with what Rowan gives to him that he gives the title of Booger Red and gives the title to Eric Rowan of the Under Vintner. As long as they don't do that, I'll be okay.
I was just trying to think of a way, now that you mention that, I don't know how you could play it in to the storyline, and certainly it wouldn't be a long-term thing, but nah, it wouldn't work. It would kill the entrance. I was just trying to think of a way where, as Undertaker is coming out to face Bray Wyatt, Undertaker is flanked by Bray Wyatt's old buddies, Eric Rowan and Luke Harper, and the visual of that. They have chosen their new cult leader, who they are now behind instead of Bray Wyatt. It won't work. Don't even think about it, in fact, because it would screw up the entrance. But
well, they like to conjure up ghosts. Have the hologram of Paul Bearer make the appearance this year. Have a hologram of Boss Man. I guess you can't really have one of Viscera, considering his wife is suing the company. But have one of Edge and Christian and Gangrel and anybody that had been associated with the Nation of Darkness, or anybody that had been associated with The Undertaker, and all of these things, all of these spirits that Bray Wyatt wants to conjure and be the home of evil, all of these things come back to blow him up on the grandest stage at WrestleMania, where you could do a lot of those weird tricks and spend a lot of money.
I don't know about the ghosts of guys who are really dead.
Yeah, and again, that Viscera one would be bad. Yeah, Boss Man, no. Well, we got the Brood. Who else was with them? Midian?
Midian, yeah. He's available for this hologram.
Who else did you have there? You had we had Shane McMahon? Bring back the Mean Street Posse? There would be a reason for that.
Sure. I think you're more likely to get Pete Gass than Shane McMahon at this point, but I'm not sure.
Can you imagine a comeback like that where you know, they need teams anyway. You've brought back the primetime players. Maybe Cesaro. Can you imagine Cesaro just, like, swinging Pete Gas around?
I would pay to see it.
Joey everybody, Abs.
We're going to head to a break, everybody. When we come back, we have more matches for the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view. We're going to start running down the rest of this card. We got more championship matches. We got tag team titles. We got the Intercontinental title. And so much more. And of course, we've got a lot of UFC, pro wrestling news, CM Punk, lots of stuff to get into. So stick around. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, talking about the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view, which is, in fact, the pre-show should be starting at any time on the WWE Network. And, of course, the pay-per-view starts moments after this show goes off the air. We've got a lot of matches to talk about here. We've got news. We've got your Twitter questions to get into. We'll do a few of those before we wrap it up here today. Don't forget, tomorrow we move to our six-day-a-week schedule here on Sports Byline USA. Every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sports Byline USA, all of our other affiliates as well. We'll be here for an hour talking all the news, taking your phone calls. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow. And don't forget, for subscribers tonight, two more shows, The Brian and Vinny Show, as well as Wrestling Observer Radio. And as noted, $3.99. You can sign up right now for WrestlingObserver.com, a full month's access. Get both those shows tonight and all of the shows next week as well. Mike, the Bad News Barrett-Dean Ambrose match. This match is so weird. I watched the angle when I watched SmackDown. I'd been gone, so I missed it originally. I'd heard about it. But let me get this straight. Dean Ambrose had Bad News Barrett tied to the post, and he forced, and I'm not even saying forced, he grabbed Barrett's hand and forged Wade Barrett's signature to set up a match for the Intercontinental title. Now, when I heard about this, I thought, this is not legally binding. What in the world is going on? This makes no sense. Well, when I actually watch the angle, that's the storyline. Wade Barrett is screaming that this is not legal. This is not legal. Everybody is acknowledging this is not legal. Somehow we're still getting the match.
It's a cartoon, man. This is the ultimate in Looney Tunes, and it's what I bitched about yesterday when it comes to Bad News Barrett and Dean Ambrose. You know there's going to be the funny. That's fine. Both guys can do the funny. I know you cannot have a legitimate Street Fighter and the legitimate Jon Moxley indie version of that man in WWE. I understand that. But you can portray both of these guys with a little bit of humor, a little bit of comedy, and a little bit of balance without completely neutering them, which is what they've been doing. Bad News Barrett should be a badass character, and they have been lucky, frankly, in a lot of ways with him being hurt so often because they've had a chance to push the reset button, and they need to do it again here after this with Ambrose. And Dean Ambrose, way to the edges off of Dean Ambrose a little bit too much. Not to say you can't get it back with either guy, but they need to do that. And tonight, letting them just beat the holy hell out of each other, I think will be a fine start because them in the ring, them as a combination against each other, I think is great. The promos, the physicality, the whole nine yards, I think it can be really, really good. And I don't even care if this is a schmoz finish or not, too, because I'd like to see these guys go on and face each other at WrestleMania as well, too, because if they're not facing each other, God knows what they're going to be doing. So I actually like that combination. And again, with all of these matches, I think the women's match and Goldust against Stardust can be hurt by crowd heat, but they could, if all things go right, they can be good, you know, good enough matches. Obviously, Goldust and Stardust most certainly can be. The other matches can all be very good to really, really good. I don't think there's going to be any legendary matches on here, but there could be some really good stuff. And this Barrett Ambrose match hopefully is one of those things.
Dean Ambrose is falling into the trap of being too talented in the sense that they're giving him all of these goofy things to say. They're
too
giving
cute.
Him all these goofy skits, and he pulls them off. And yes, I'm going to say it. Unfortunately, because he is so talented, they're going to keep giving him more. And he's already becoming an upper mid-card entertaining act that you can't take seriously. And that is not the best long-term if you want to make him into a big main eventer. I know he's funny. I know he pulls his stuff off well, but I hate to use this term. This funny is not going to draw money. It's true.
It is.
Funny doesn't draw money, and he's too funny right now. And he's a guy, he's on the card, great. He's going to have a good match, great. He's entertaining, great. But what do you do with the guy? He's the funny guy right now. That's not going to help his career.
No, especially when you're your talent roster, as far as stars go, is very, very thin. You know, why go ahead and do that with that guy when you've already given up on Sheamus, you've given up on Bad News Barrett, you've given up on Dolph Ziggler, you've given up on Big E Langston, you've given up on Cesaro, you've given up on this guy, you've given up on that guy, Ryback, whoever it is. The only guys right now who are living okay are John Cena, Rusev, and Seth Rollins. And obviously there's Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan too, but damn, you know, you need to do something to keep pushing this thing forward. We don't know where Seth Rollins is really going to be at in the next couple of years. You need to build up some other supporting cast along with him. And the dude he came up with, Dean Ambrose, you would figure would be a good one. And again, because he is so talented, he can do a lot of the gaga nonsense stuff and pull it off and have it be good. but if you have a little bit of that psycho edge to him, and again, you can have a psycho edge and still be PG, but have a little bit of a psycho edge where the comedy at the end of it, it's like Wade Barrett. He can be a nasty guy and still be funny, you know, and still have comedy. You want to see him get beat up because of his comedy, but you can still have him be a bully and be funny about it. Again, you want to portray him in a way where people want to beat him up. And Dean Ambrose is the same way. You can have him be a little nuts. You can have him say weird things, but do it in an entertaining fashion where some of this edge isn't off and he has become the funny guy.
You know who actually has become well, they're sort of an act right now, is The Ascension. I was watching SmackDown, and The Ascension comes out, and they're running wild. And I was just sitting there thinking, so if your idea was that they're actually going to be like a dangerous tag team and they're going to be winners, why did you bring them in and the storyline was that they were geeks and that they were fakes and that they weren't as good as the teams of the past, and then you had a bunch of old men beat them up? And then
and
you
the
decide,
heel announcer was calling them geeks.
And then you decide to push them. I mean, come on.
Come up. It's got to introduce you to the company, bruh.
Do you remember when... Yeah, let me explain something about that. Do you remember when The Shield came up?
Yes.
They didn't do that with The Shield.
They did not.
The Shield came up and they beat everybody up. And they never looked stupid. And now you know what? You've got Roman Reigns, who may be the next face of the company. You've got Seth Rollins, who is pretty much the top heel right now. And you have Dean Ambrose, who, if you knew what you were doing, he would be one of the top stars in the company as well, instead of a mid-card goofball. But the point stands, that's what happens when you bring guys to the main roster and you push them all the way to the top at the very beginning and you don't mess around.
You know who the Shield didn't beat?
Who'd they not beat?
The Wyatt family.
That's right, they didn't.
They didn't do that for a very, very long time. And you see how well the Wyatt family was over as well, too, until they decided we're going to break these guys up for no reason whatsoever. The other thing, when it came to the Shield, too, that you didn't mention there, that should be mentioned, in opposite of what they did with the Ascension, is those old men. Remember the old men Evolution? What happened to them? They had one of the best squash matches I had seen on a high level in quite some time. Obviously, the John Cena-Brock Lesnar one was something, but that Shield destruction and complete dismantling of Evolution, I thought was fantastic.
And look what happened as a result. And meanwhile, you bring in the Ascension and you kick off their career showing that they're dorks and they're geeks and they're posers or whatever the term is in 2015. And the next thing you know, nobody cares. And now I watch the show and it's like, they're really trying to build these guys up as a tag team after already explaining to us that they're geeks.
Beat it, nerds.
It's not going to work. And am I the only one that sees this, or what's happening here?
Maybe they're trying to push them over because cosplay is big and people will dress up as like furry animals now. Maybe they're trying to play to those people now in that they can't be the Legion of Doom, but maybe there's a whole weird LARPing subset of people online or something like that that they can play to that like to play dress up, because that's how the Ascension was brought across to me. That's what the feeling I get when I see them on WWE programming is, and that's what they are. Sorry, boys.
And the only other match to talk about on the show is for the tag team titles. It is the Usos against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro for the tag team titles. I would love to see Tyson Kidd and Cesaro win the belts. I don't know if it's going to happen. The Usos have been champions many, many times. How many times, in fact, have they been champions? Let's find out here as we look through the stats. 2 times! Thought it'd been more than that. Anyway, they've been 2-time champions, so I'd be happy to see a title change. I guess we'll see if we get it.
I would think we'd see the title change because I could see this match taking place at WrestleMania. I just wonder what's going to happen with Natalya, and I just wonder at what point we will get a Cesaro-Natalya match.
Cesaro versus Natalya?
A Tyson Kidd-Natalya match, although we could see a Cesaro-Natalya match just to see how many times she could get spun, but I wonder if we'll see a Kidd-Natalya match.
I'm trying to think of how they could do that and not make it too offensive.
What, a Cesaro-Natalya match?
No, the husband versus the wife.
You know, they have, again, on the, I don't know if it's just been on the app and stuff, you know, they have played up, you know, the tension there, not to say that that Tyson is being abusive or anything, but as far as Natalya being completely dismantled mentally, you kind of saw it, you know, on the big stage this week with her losing and taking the blame and then walking way behind Kid and Cesaro. I just wonder if what direction they're going to go with that, and if she causes them the titles at some point and we get that Tyson Kidd Natalya match.
I think what they should do is you have both of them agree, we're having our issues, but we love each other. So let's have Aww. A wrestling match. No striking. We'll just see who's the better grappler. And they go out there and she out-grapples him for 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden he pulls her trunks and pins her via cheating.
That's
and
what you should do to your wife when it comes to that golden briefcase.
When she tries to cash in, hey, that may
yes.
happen. All right, everybody, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Today is the final day of Wrestling Observer Weekends, but wait! We're going to be here every single day starting tomorrow. Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, every day, every week for the foreseeable future. It is a permanent change starting tomorrow. We will retain the Sunday show at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern as well. You are going to get 7 first-run hours of Wrestling Observer Live every single week. And of course, if you miss any of these shows or you just want full access to the entire archive of programming that we put together, both here on Sports Byline and at WrestlingObserver.com, it's your lucky day. From now until Tuesday is a WrestleMania special. If you have been hearing me for years talk about the WrestlingObserver.com subscription members only area and you've never bitten the bullet, well, with WrestleMania coming, now is the best time to do it. You can sample a full month of complete subscriber access to WrestlingObserver.com. All of the shows, we have new shows. We have 2 shows a day, every single day. Some of them are members only, so you can only hear them if you're a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com. That includes tonight's shows with Vinny and Dave. We got 2 shows coming up tonight only for subscribers. You get full access to every show immediately after it ends, only for subscribers. And access, you got full access to our archive, over 6,000 hours of audio in our archive, interviews with some of the biggest names in the history of wrestling, everybody from Kurt Angle to Jim Ross to Stone Cold Steve Austin to Ric Flair to Daniel Bryan, the list goes on and on. All of this, plus the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which comes out every single week, all of those scoops that you read about on the internet, guess where they came from? The Wrestling Observer newsletter. You also get Figure Four Weekly. You get archives of both newsletters. Hundreds and hundreds of back issues are available. Every single Observer, by the way, that has been published since the website went online and we merged in 2008 is available, so you can go back and read the stories, the bios, everything in the Observer. You get all of this, and from now until Tuesday, you can sign up for only $3.99. The monthly fee is $10.99. If you sign up for a year, it's $9.99 a month. But hey, if you have never tried the Wrestling Observer website, or if you're a returning subscriber, $3.99, you can sample for the entire month full access. It's only from now until Tuesday, so do not hesitate. This is probably the last time we're going to do it for a long time. So head up to WrestlingObserver.com. Right there on the front page, it says WrestleMania Special. 1 month of full subscriber access for only $3.99. Use that link, and $3.99 is all it costs for everything. And now's a great time, since we're going to be doing 2 shows here tonight on the Fastlane pay-per-view. Brian and Vinny's show will be reviewing Ring of Honor and more. And, of course, Dave Meltzer will be up as well with the Wrestling Observer Radio. If you miss any of the shows coming up this week, hey, as a subscriber, you'll have full download access. You can use the Downcast app to get all of these podcasts on your iPhone, your Android. On the right-hand side of the page, there's a big link, How to Podcast, the free and members-only radio shows. It's only $3.99, and don't forget, all next week, as we go live Monday through Friday, you can hear interviews with the biggest stars of Ring of Honor. Hanson, Roderick Strong, Jay Lethal, the champion, Jay Briscoe, the TV champion, the IWGP champion, AJ Styles, all coming up next week. Don't miss out. $3.99. It's up there on the front page right now. Mike, there is a UFC tonight. What are your thoughts on the main event of Bigfoot Silva versus Frank Mir?
I don't have many thoughts on that. I do have a thought that you're probably going to get beaten up, though, because you referred to Jay Lethal as the ROH heavyweight champion of the world and Jay Briscoe, a fine Sussex County, Delaware citizen, as being the television champion. He will not look kindly upon that.
Oh, man, did I mess him up?
Yes, you did.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? It's not my fault, because when I was setting up the dates for the shows, which are secret, by the way, the person that I was working with asked if I could switch the date for Jay. And it was a little while before I realized, which Jay? So you'll have to tune in every day to find out who's on which day, because quite frankly, right now, I don't even know.
You could also blame it on the fact that you haven't been taking your TRT or something like that, which leads into Frank Mir against Bigfoot Silva. And I've got no real interest in this show. I will probably, it's going to be one of those cards that I will take recommendations if somebody tells me, hey, you got to see this, or if there's something that's that newsworthy, I will check it out. Otherwise, I will just miss this. It is a show for Brazilians mostly, and it's main evented with Mir and Bigfoot, and I'm not looking forward to seeing Mir fight again. I just, again, he can still be serviceable and functional out there, but I worry about him getting knocked out. I believe that's going to happen unless Bigfoot Silva is just a complete mess and just is a shell of his former self. So the bottom line is, I think both of these guys are shells of their former selves right now, and I just don't have the interest in it. Much rather see Fastlane.
Well, they're both tonight, and we're going to cover both of them tonight on the program. I should add, by the way, that we don't have phones today due to some technical difficulties. Hopefully those will be cleaned up by tomorrow. But in the meantime, we have got a lot of Twitter questions, and so I want to get into these. Dale here, by the way, has a comment. He says, I have the network. I doubt I'll bother watching Fastlane. Why would you have the network and not watch Fastlane?
It's very simple. When you're not interested in the product, it's like, look, you just because you have the network doesn't mean you have to watch Raw and SmackDown. You could just watch the one-hour version of those shows, get everything you need to know, and decide if that's something you're going to want to watch on the next episode, much like Fastlane tonight. If there's nothing that's really tickling your fancy, the good thing about the network is you could turn it on anytime you want and hit resume or hit start from the beginning and go ahead and watch the show. If you're hearing it's kicking ass on Twitter or something like that, then you can go ahead and turn it on and catch it. But it's, again, when you're not paying the same amount of money you were for it, it begins to not be as important.
In my opinion, though, if you saw that brawl on Monday between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, how could you not want to see them have a match tonight? That brawl was great.
Because maybe you're in that camp of people that believes that this whole thing has hurt both Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, and has hurt the Royal Rumble stipulation, and has hurt the whatever match is going to take place with Brock Lesnar and or you just don't have that much interest in it. And again, that's the one thing. This isn't a must-see show. It's a very newsworthy. It can be interesting. Again, I think it's going to be good. I think the match quality could be very good coming out of this thing. But it's not a must-see. You don't have to see it right away. If you hear it's good, if you decide I'm going to wait, catch Raw tomorrow, and if something really blows me away or something like that, then I can go back and watch it.
We've got Jeffrey here, who says that perhaps our technical difficulties are the result of Solomon Crow hacking in, who debuted on NXT this week.
Ooh, I didn't even think about the possibilities of that.
I hadn't thought about that either. I sure hope not, because then we'll be really having a problem here. Why So Serious asks us, do you see Daniel Bryan turning heel tonight?
I can't. And it's not that he can't pull it off. It really isn't. I mean, he could definitely pull it off. It would be the biggest surprise of, I think, a lot of the scenarios. I think because Brock Lesnar is a babyface, I think is a people could wrap their brains around that far easier than I believe most people could if Daniel Bryan was a heel. But it's something he could do. It's something he would be very good at. It's something he has been very good at. But long term for him, I don't know if that's the best idea in the world. And I don't know if it's the best idea in the world for the WWE, because he does move a little bit of merchandise. He is somebody that kids, you know, kind of dig and are into. And you have a lack of babyface superstars. Even if Randy Orton comes back, if things are the way that they are, again, you have enough bad guys right now. Or actually, I take that back. You do need some bad guys, but Daniel Bryan being one of them doesn't make any sense to me. Dolph Ziggler would be better off with a shakeup that way. Again, there's other people besides Daniel Bryan that would fit better that way.
Well, at least we got intrigue. I mean, we got a match tonight where either guy could win, or both guys could win, and either guy could turn heel. There's a million ways you can go. So at least we've got a main event tonight that has some intrigue to it. This person here says, do you think in a swerve move, the guy Bray Wyatt is really talking about is John Cena? Dear God, I hope not. And the answer is no, that's not who he's talking about. We've already got it.
They have been vague enough, I guess, to have a backup plan in case it wasn't The Undertaker, but it certainly seems like it's Taker now.
Oh, by the way, we didn't even mention that Sting and Triple H are going to have a face-to-face on the show here tonight, which will be setting up their match coming up at WrestleMania. So that
WCW Sting?
Whoever it is. Certainly not TNA Sting. That's been made abundantly clear.
That place didn't exist.
No. David here says, Fastlane is on Sky 1 and Sky Sports 1 in the UK. Most folks in the UK will have access to Sky 1. So there you go. A lot of viewers tonight from the UK. Paul here says, does the $3.99 deal last from a month from when you subscribe, or is it all of March? Whenever you sign up, you get one full month from that date. So if you sign up today, you'll have 30 days or 31. You have till March 22nd if you sign up today. So
bottom line is, you don't have a cheap month like February that's only got 28 days. You're getting at least 30.
That's right. What else do we
Unless
have
Unless it is
here?
February, then you are only getting 28, but that's nothing we can do about that.
What is going on with the fairly weak SmackDown number since moving to Thursday? It is interesting. They've moved to a better night, and they're doing the same. And to me, number one, you got to change SmackDown. I mean, as a fan, nothing of note ever happens on that show. If I watch 3 hours of Raw, there's nothing that makes me need to watch SmackDown. As long as Raw is 3 hours and SmackDown is not a must-see show,
you could watch 45 minutes of Raw and get more than enough of what you needed and not have to worry about SmackDown.
That's right. And the other issue is that people are creatures of habit. The SmackDown numbers, those Friday viewers, they all move to Thursday, but there's a lot of programming on Thursday, and a lot of people have shows they want to watch on Thursday, and it's going to take a while before they get into the habit of watching SmackDown. I do expect those numbers to slowly rise, but I'm not really surprised that they aren't immediately significantly larger. They're about the same. The viewers found it on a new night, and it's going to take a while to build up a new audience. Philip here, any news on Brock staying or leaving? We've talked about that in hour one. Rumors are he's staying, but nothing is confirmed. And we will find out as his contract draws nearer. Rumors that he's staying could be a way to try to get more money from UFC, for example. They want to try to buy him out of staying with WWE. So we shall see. Brian here, why do I not care at all about Fastlane and WrestleMania, yet I cannot wait for NXT every Wednesday? Because it's fresh! That's the answer. It's fresh and it's novel, unlike a lot of WWE programming nowadays.
It's only an hour long. It is a classic throwback wrestling show that always leaves you wanting more. They build up to these major events. Everything makes sense. People have a purpose. There's not too much over scripting. There's not overacting. There's no time for any of that. It's a wrestling show compact into an hour, and they do a very, very good job of it, whereas the big production is stale. And that's all there is to it. Not to say that it can't have winners and that WrestleMania is not going to be the worst thing all time of all of our lives, but NXT is more, at least, fun to watch. It's like Lucha Underground. To me, it's more fun to watch. Ring of Honor, many weeks, is more fun to watch. That's just the way it is.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The WWE Fastlane pay-per-view is kicking off in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the WWE Network, only for $9.99. Make sure that you sign up for our special, $3.99 for a full month of access. You'll get access to tonight's shows. I'll be back later on with Dave Meltzer talking Fastlane, UFC, and all of the news from the weekend. Brian and Vinny's show later on as well. And of course, tomorrow, everybody, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, it kicks off here on Sports Byline USA. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, every single day, Monday through Friday, from now until the foreseeable future. The upgrade, so to speak, of Wrestling Observer Live will, of course, remain here on Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. But if you can't get enough, tomorrow, Monday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, we will be here, and we will be joined all week by the biggest stars of Ring of Honor. Hanson is going to be here, Roderick Strong, Mr. ROH, Jay Lethal, who is the ROH television champion, Jay Briscoe is the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, AJ Styles, the IWGP champion. All of these champions will be appearing on the show all next week. Of course, if you miss any of the shows, you'll be able to grab those as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Should be a great time. We've got a lot of other surprises coming up. While I was in Hawaii, I did a lot of work on a lot of big upgrades to all of our production studios here in the Figure Four Empire, and you're going to be hearing some fun changes coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. I want to thank all of you for listening today. Enjoy Fastlane. Of course, I'll be back later on tonight with 2 shows for subscribers. Don't forget, $3.99 for a full month's access if you go to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com right now. No better time with WrestleMania right around the corner to take advantage of everything for just $3.99. I want to thank y'all for listening. Everybody at Sports Byline USA, Darren Scott, I want to thank y'all, listeners, as well. Talk to you again tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.